Looking around the world as we approach Christmas, it just seems that so many things are going wrong. So many people are getting killed and displaced in the Syria and the Middle East. So many people, even here at home, are suffering from homelessness, from breakups in marriages, from disputes and difficulties at home. And the temptation is for us to say, if there is a God, where is he? For me, Christmas is a very exciting time because I do believe there is a God who not only created this world, but desperately wanted it to be a place where people could live in harmony, could love one another, could work together in this beautiful planet that has been created for us. As things unfolded in this world, sadly, we didn't live the way God wanted us to live. We began fighting, we became greedy, we became angry, we became oppressive and depressed. Things went wrong. But the exciting thing for me is that God hasn't given up, that he wanted things to change. And so, as we read through the Bible, we can see that he formed relationships with individual people, with people who became prophets, with kings, with other people, ordinary people. Things still went wrong. And so, in the end, he did the most unbelievable thing. He actually came amongst us himself. He was prepared not to come as a king, but to be born in a stable as a little baby, a helpless, vulnerable baby, and not to live in a palace and exercise godlike power, but to live an ordinary life as a carpenter's son, with shepherds surrounding initially, a life which then went out amongst people and suffered abuse, suffered mistreatment, suffered misunderstanding, and was finally suffered death on a cross. But he is stronger than death because God is the creator of this universe. And so Jesus came alive again. He was resurrected. Not only that, as he was seen by people after his resurrection, as he went back into heaven, he opened the possibility that we can all have a relationship with him. And that gives us the opportunity and the power to clear away the past, to be forgiven, to say, I can have a different type of life. I can have a new relationship with God through Jesus. That can affect the entire lives that we have. It affects our homes, our families, our friends, our work, our community. We can now live a life that God always intended us to live. We can be the people that he made us when he was sowed that seed in our mother's wombs. Christmas tells me that God never gives up and sacrificed so much to share his love with me and help me to live like him.